In 2013, Keith Alexander was at the height of his career in military power. At that point, the four-star Army general was the longest-serving director of the NSA.
You know, the most important thing that we can do is train our people. The best in the world.
But this isn't a story about what American generals do at the height of their military careers. It's about what they do after. In the case of General Alexander, he runs a firm that worked closely with the Saudi government, even after the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
It's common knowledge in the United States that many retired military officials, particularly senior officers, go to work for defense contractors when they're retired. They call it a revolving door. You work at the Pentagon, you retire, then you have really good contacts with arms manufacturers and defense contractors, so you go to work for them. What we found is that there's sort of a new revolving door that's taken place over the last 10 years, where you have retired military officials going to work for foreign governments.
Craig Whitlock is an investigative reporter for The Post. He spent the last 2 years uncovering this new revolving door from U.S. military service to serving foreign governments. You may be wondering if this is legal, but the U.S. military has actually approved a lot of this work. Today, the hundreds of retired U.S. military personnel who have taken jobs working for foreign governments, including some with terrible human rights records. Craig has been reporting for years on the role of money in the military and how that affects national security. And when President Trump was in office, something happened that caught Craig's attention and kick-started his investigation.
You'll recall Michael Flynn, the retired Army general who served as Trump's first national security advisor. He got into trouble with the FBI for a number of things for his dealings with Russia.
Newly released documents show Flynn received more than $67,000 in fees and expenses. Elijah Cummings, the ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, believes Flynn may have broken U.S. and military law.
But one side aspect of his case was that he also had failed to obtain clearance from the U.S. Army and the State Department before he made a trip to Moscow back in 2016 to attend a dinner with Vladimir Putin.